So number two says, consider whether you have had any bitterness against the other person. Read Ephesians 4, 26 through 27. How long have you been angry? How has your bitterness become a foothold for the devil? Does anyone have that Ephesians 4 passage? And you can stay there if you're there. Ephesians 4, 26 through 27.
It says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold.
Okay, great. So, by the way, the Bible, are emotions sins?
No.
Okay, there is no emotion that's a sin. You can have any emotion. The Bible, there's only one emotion that has a warning in the entire Bible. Anger. Okay. And here it is. But there's encouragement to be angry. Another translation says it this way. Be angry, sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. So if you look at ESV, ESV says it actually encourages you to be angry, but sin not. Don't let the time frame of your anger go long is the encouragement of that passage. So one thing when we're thinking about confessing, it's not just confessing, hey, I hit the car with the son probably needs to confess that, you know, there might be some hidden anger that maybe, or bitterness towards the parents for being so, you know, whatever, for having rules. That's something to confess if there's bitterness there or anger. Do you guys think it's important to confess anger if there's a problem that's happened? Not just the incident, but the emotion behind it? Yeah? Okay. Lindy says, yeah, because if we're angry, it hurts other people, she says.
It hurts us as well.
Yep. And it hurts us as well.